Hey, I just wanted to jump in here real quick before we get to this episode. Appreciate you tuning in. Hey, I had a chance to sit down with a friend of mine, Evangelist Mark Oswald. I wanted to tell you a little bit about him as you get the chance to hear him in just a moment. He's been in full-time ministry since 2017. He travels, he ministers. He actually has started a tent ministry. He's been blessed with a tent, and he'd be glad to take a tent to where you are. I am talking predominantly to the United States of America audience. I don't know how he could do internationally, but you can definitely connect with him. Mark's been preaching since about the age of 16. They hail from Shawnee, Oklahoma, USA. And you'll hear towards the end of this interview how you can connect with him. His ministry is Calvary Hearts Ministries. Hey, thanks so much for tuning in. I think you're going to really enjoy this and be blessed. Now I'm going to get out of the way and let the interview commence. Thanks so much. Welcome to No Longer Hopeless. I'm your host, Lane Mercer, co-founder of LNL Ministries. This podcast is a place where you can come to get encouragement and hope restored. We showcase that there's always hope to be found for the right here and right now in the Lord. Let's get started, shall we? Thanks for coming in to No Longer Hopeless podcast. Hope you've had a good week. Hope you had a good month. Hey, hope you've had a good year. I know we're early in the year, but thank you so much for tuning in. And hey, if you have not had a good week, a good month, or even a good year, I'm also glad you're here. Everyone deserves a chance to be no longer hopeless. I'm really glad you tuned in. Hey, I'm excited today. I have got a guest with me. It is Evangelist Mark Oswald. He is a friend of mine. I had a chance to connect. His schedule and my schedule finally lined up. I am really glad you guys are going to enjoy this. This is a great opportunity. And so I'm going to bring him on, and I'm basically going to bow out of the way because this is an interview, and it's an interview to have my guest speak, not me speak. So, Mark, welcome. And if you can just start us off, tell us your story, my friend.
Well, hello. I'm Mark Oswald. So my story really is very short. I mean, very sweet, simple, really. You know, I grew up in church. I was raised in church. I knew all the things about the church. I knew the scriptures, but you know, I always thought I could figure it out and try to do things on my own. I always just thought, you know, I knew better. I knew it's my life. I could do what I wanted. And of course I've made many, many mistakes along the way and had to learn the hard way. But you know, one day I surrendered to the Lord and said, okay, God, I can't do this no more. I remember taking an old t-shirt that I had, and it was all ripped up, and it was a white t-shirt, and it was all ripped up and in bad shape. I just tore a piece of it off and said, Lord, I don't know how to surrender. It's not a part of who I am, but I seen this on a John Wayne movie one time. I said, so I'm raising my white flag, and I'm declaring today that I surrender to you, Lord. And brother, he met me right there. He just met me right there. And so I told him, I said, you're going to have to teach me how to surrender more and more because I don't know how. And of course he has, and he's taught me, and we've just grown, and he's growed us. I mean, he cares for us. He takes care of us. He's met every need. Shortly after that, brother, he told me to quit my job. I was making 20 bucks an hour. My wife was making 30 bucks an hour, and he told me to quit my job. So we took a step in faith, and shortly after she quit her job. And I'm telling you that God has met every need, every step of the way he's been there. Let me share this also.
I want to tell you, so our audience, man, for No Longer Hopeless podcast, we are literally heard around the world. I want to say at last count, we've got about 15 countries that have tuned in across the United States, our country, my country, your country, of course, but around the world. And the name of the podcast is No Longer Hopeless. And it's exactly that. The whole theme of this podcast is no matter where you are, no matter what's going on, as long as you have breath, you have the chance to be no longer hopeless through the Lord. And so with you, I'm so glad to have you here and just having an evangelist mindset and having that engagement with God and being able to fully learn what it means to walk in faith and surrender. My friend, what's your message to the audience of No Longer Hopeless podcast?
Well, you know, I like to turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 19 tells me that the law made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope did. by the which we draw nigh unto God. Of course, we know that better hope is Jesus Christ. I've been there. I've been down on my luck. I've been suicidal. I've been depressed. I've been locked up in my house for days at a time, afraid to leave. Surrendering to God was the best thing the best thing I ever done, best thing anybody could ever do, because that gave me a whole brand new hope of life. Of course, we can turn to James 4:7, and it says to submit yourselves therefore unto God, resist the devil and he'll flee from you. Verse 8 says to draw nigh to God. I think that right there, my message for, if I could leave one message, if this was my last day to share anything, brother, I would share to draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. If you want to get close to God, there's no limitation on how close to God you can get, as long as you're willing to make that first step. He'll meet you right there.
Yeah, that, I love it. So the floor is yours, my friend. Just take your liberty, expand. What's burning in your heart for this audience?
So listen, I was in my place of prayer the other day, and we got a little Bible study that we do here at the house. And so I was in my place of prayer getting ready for a Bible study, and the Lord told me, I'm telling you, he impressed it up on me so heavy, I've shared it everywhere I go, that the year 2024 is the year of the open door. We know that Jesus Christ is that door, and I promise you, if we will walk through him, give up on the flesh, give up on our own ideas, and walk through him, follow, be led by the Spirit, and follow after the Spirit, there's going to be more. There's going to be more salvation, more anointings. There's going to be more deliverances. I believe we're going to see more miracles, more signs and wonders, because God wants more for his people. And I think over the generations, we've learned to kind of become comfortable in our country. We've learned to kind of just become passive and set still. But this is the year that if we will stand up and rise up as a church, rise up as the body of Christ, and get engaged back into the good fight of faith, I mean engaged like we've never done before, I believe we're going to see some mighty, mighty moves of God take place. It may not be like the big time things that we used to see, to where there's thousands of people gathered together, but I promise you, in your own home church, in your own family, in your own situation, I believe we're going to see a mighty move of God, because God wants more for 24.
That's beautiful, man. That's beautiful. So, audience, just as you're listening, this is being recorded January of 2024. And so if you get a chance, I mean, if you're hearing it real time, that's awesome. And as he's referencing, if you listen to this down the road, maybe 25, 26, just understand this, that the Lord is the Lord is the Lord, regardless of what year it is. But right now, this recording, this interview is going on in January of 24. So did you catch that? He spent time with the Lord and before the start of the year, or the early part of the year, excuse me. And the Lord said it's more in 24, open doors in 24. That's pretty exciting. That's exciting. What else you got, brother? This is good.
I think God is so good all the time. I believe that if we just surrender to him, I can't say that enough. Of course, that was a big point for me, brother, is I had to learn how to surrender. You know, I grew up, like I said, thinking my own way, I could figure it out. But the day I surrendered, brother, if we would just learn to surrender and submit to the Lord, that's what the Bible tells us, is to submit to him. It says to submit to God first and then resist the devil, which is also resisting, you know, the lust of the flesh and all those things. This thing, brother, I believe this thing's wrapping up. I believe I don't think we're in the final days, really, as far as the eternity goes. I think we're in the final hours, maybe even the final moments. And I think it's time that we get busy trying to win the loss and reach those people that are church hurt and that have been just hurt, that's afraid to come back to a church because they're afraid. You understand that if your church hurt, you understand man done that. God did not do that. God had nothing to do with that. That was man. But God loves you, and God wants to reach you, and God wants to help you and take you out of whatever situation it is. We've already seen people healed. We've seen people delivered from drug addictions. God wants to do this for you. He wants you more than you want him.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I was saying, brother, so we're in our second season on this podcast. And in the first season, what we did is I went through every book of the Bible, all 66, and I showed that hope can be found all throughout the word. Would you agree with that assessment?
100%.
Yeah.
100%. And the reason I agree with that is because Jesus Christ is my hope, and I can find him from Genesis all the way through Revelations. He's right Good. There.
Yeah, that's exactly it. That's what it all boils down to is, and that's what we try to encourage on this podcast is, listen, no matter what you're going through, if you're going through the good, the bad, or the ugly, as long as you're able to breathe in, brother, we do a test on the podcast and say, here's a simple test and I'll do it with you. I want you to breathe in and I want you to exhale. And we say, and then if you did that, you passed. That means as long as you have breath, you have the chance to be no longer hopeless.
Amen. That is absolutely right. Absolutely right. If we can breathe, if we got breath in our lungs, we're savable, and he can take care of us. So
that's it. That's it. And so the message I'm hearing from you, and just to make sure I'm understanding right, as we're talking to this audience, no longer hopeless, is put your trust in Jesus if you have not done so already. And if you have done it, put your more trust in him.
That's right. Put everything you got into him. The Bible tells us to love the Lord thy God with all of your heart, all of your strength. And I like to paraphrase that. I like to say that we're to love the Lord with all of our shoes, with all of our belts, with all of our clothes and all of our cars. We're to love him in our case, in my wife's case, it's with all of her goats, with everything we got. Love the Lord. Understand this is a love affair between us and the Lord. And we got to love him, and he is reaching to love us back.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's so good. Listen, that's so good.
I'd like to also say that I know that there's people out there who are saved. They're absolutely saved, but they go through things, and sometimes we just get caught up. Sometimes we stumble and we fall, and all of a sudden we think that, well, you know, sometimes the church might say that, well, you messed up, so we can't use you no more. But I promise you, God has always got a position for you. He's always got a place for you. King David messed up more than probably any man I know of, but he was still a man after God's own heart because he had a heart of repentance. He kept saying, Lord, okay, I messed up. I'm sorry. Let's fix this and let's move on. And God always took him farther.
Yeah, that's solid stuff right there. Hey, my friend, this has been really good, and I don't want to cut you off too soon. Do you have anything else burning in your heart? Anything going on for our podcast?
I just want to see people hungry for the Lord. I just want to see people surrender to the Lord. Jesus is the answer.
There you go. There you go. Not a answer, but he's the answer.
That's correct. The answer. Amen.
Absolutely. Hey, so if my audience is wanting to connect with you, what would be the best way for them to reach out? Do you have a Facebook or an email? What do you think?
So my Facebook is at Calvary's Heart Ministries. That's Calvary's, Calvary's Heart Ministries, on Facebook. You can also reach us on our website, which is www.calvarysheartministries.com. And of course, you can always, if you're local or whatever, you can reach me at 405-432-7757.
Excellent. So just to be clear for the audience, when he says local, he means in the United States. If you are wanting to reach him and you're out of the States, make sure you put the country code number 1. Please be advised, international rates may apply, and that's on you. It's not on Brother Mark. So just keep that in mind. Hey, if you reach out, did you have an email address, or is your website have a place where they can connect you that way too?
So the website is www.calvarysheartministries.com.
Okay.
That's our webpage.
And on there?
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead. That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, there's a way to reach us through that. Yes.
Okay. So the reason I'm asking that is, audience, I want you to know, if you want to reach out to Brother Mark for anything that you've heard or just something that's stirring in your heart and you want to connect further, yeah, he's mentioned the Facebook. He's also mentioned his website. Utilize those resources. You can call him if you want to. But what I ask of you is make sure you mention that you heard him on No Longer Hopeless podcast. That'd be great if you could. It'd really help us out as well. So if you want to connect with him and you have more, you have questions, or you want to reach him for ministry to your group, your organization, or if you just want to engage with him or God speaking to you about him or whatever the case may be, reach out. Absolutely. But I just ask you to go ahead and please do mention that you heard him on No Longer Hopeless podcast. All right, my friend, anything else on your heart before we get going?
No, sir, but could we pray?
Absolutely. Yes, sir.
Let's pray before we disconnect. Dear gracious Heavenly Father, we just thank you, oh God, Lord, for all the people that's listening, Lord. We thank you, Father, that your love is so tremendous, oh God, that we can't even fathom the depth of your love. Lord, I ask you this morning, Father, that you would reach out and touch each and every person, every soul, oh God, that is under the sound of our voice, Lord. I ask you to touch them. I ask you to minister to them, encourage them, uplift them, strengthen them, oh God. Meet their needs, Father. Draw them closer to you, Lord, and help us to draw closer to you. Lord, we ask for your perfect will, nothing more, nothing less than your perfect will to be accomplished in our lives. In Jesus' name. Lord, heal the sick, set the captive free. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Yeah, amen and amen. Hey, audience, thank you so much. I really hope you got a chance to listen. If there's anything in here that reached your heart, gravitated towards you, brought you encouragement, listen, pass it on. Like, share, tell it to other people. Here's my deal. I can get the message of hope out to you. You've got to get the message of hope out to others. So whatever podcast platform you're listening, if you could like, share, subscribe, whatever that looks like, tell others about this podcast. It really helps us with the algorithms and getting the word out there. And remember, if you want to connect with Brother Mark, please do so via his website or Facebook, and make sure you mention that you heard him on No Longer Hopeless Podcast. Hey, thanks so much for tuning in, and let's see what happens next week.
Amen.
That wraps up this episode of No Longer Hopeless. If you found this to be an encouragement to you, then please subscribe so not to miss out when another goes out. If you can think of anyone who might benefit from this podcast, then I ask that you please share it. We would love to hear from you. Connect with us on Facebook by searching for LNL Ministries, or you can email us at nolongerhopelesspodcast@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. And remember, as long as you have breath within you, then you can still have the chance to be no longer hopeless.